USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The November jobs report is stronger than expected, with 263,000 jobs added, but unemployment is holding steady at just below 4%. Appearing on Fox Business, Secretary of Labor Marty Walsh says Congress should address immigration.
I think the biggest threat to our economy is that we don't have a good, strong immigration policy. We're so focused, some people are so focused on the southern border, and that's really not the issue. The issue of immigration is how do we make sure that companies and businesses have the opportunity to employ people.
Cryptocurrency company FTX is looking at even more issues after filing for bankruptcy. The Department of Justice is asking for the appointment of an independent examiner in the case. They want that person to look at substantial and serious allegations of fraud, dishonesty, along with incompetence. A former president is hoping his luck will be better this go-around in the Peach State. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
President Obama campaigned in Atlanta Thursday for Senator Raphael Warnock. Brock told the crowd that they had to go out and do it one more time. Gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams also counted on President Obama to get elected. She lost as Governor Brian Kemp was reelected. Warnock is facing a strong challenge from Republican Herschel Walker. The runoff election is scheduled for December 6th.
President Biden is giving the thumbs up to a bill that will prevent a national railroad strike.
Rail shutdown would have devastated our economy. Without freight rail, many of the U.S. industries would literally shut down.
The president signed the bill at the White House on Friday. The measure forces a deal between freight railroads and their unions. Opponents of the deal were pushing for inclusion of paid sick days. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
A Texas judge is inviting President Joe Biden to see the southern border after immigration advocates ask the administration not to prosecute more single adults once Title 42 ends this month. Appearing on Fox News, Hidalgo County Judge Richard Cortez says,
right now we have a manageable situation because I have the tool of Title 42, but without it, then I think that all of the immigrants that are waiting to come on over will come on over at the same time, which will produce an unmanageable situation.
Title 42 is a pandemic-era policy that makes it easier to expel illegal immigrants because of public safety concerns. NASA's historic moon mission is entering the final leg of its journey.
NASA's Orion spacecraft is lining up to make a final pass by the moon on its historic journey before returning to Earth. The Orion capsule has spent the past 15 days traveling into deep space, making an unprecedented trip beyond the moon. The spacecraft is expected to take a final lap around the moon Monday morning. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Illinois House Democrats are proposing a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity ammunition magazines. Lawmakers also want to take away the ability for most people under 21 to obtain a gun permit in the state. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.